As you sit down to watch this next round of Democratic debates in Houston this evening, I want you to keep in mind the following saying.
This is the most important election in our lifetime.
An interesting column published last month in the Washington Post and written by Avi Selk bemoans the fact that we always say this is the most important election of our lives. And Avi's determination is, we probably always will. He writes, every election, everyone says,
this is the most important election we've ever had.
But this time,
this one's really that important.
And Selk agrees by saying, but this time it actually does feel like the most important.
I believe history will look back on 4 years of this president and all he embraces as an aberrant moment in time. But if we give Donald Trump 8 years in the White House, he will forever and fundamentally alter the character of this nation.
That's Joe Biden, of course, whom Selk points out has been saying more or less the same thing since he announced his candidacy for president. And he said more or less the same thing in 2008 when he was running for vice president, Selk recalls.
This is the most important election you will ever, ever have voted in, any of you, since 1932.
He goes on, this is a bipartisan phenomenon. In the first 3 weeks of October 2016, Donald Trump delivered at least a dozen speeches containing variations on the line, quote, you're going to look back at this election and say this is by far the most important vote you've ever cast for anyone at any time. But then in July, President Trump looked to his re-election battle in 2020 when he told a White House audience,
this is the most important election of our times.
So say Democratic presidential candidate Steve Bullock.
Look, this is the most important election certainly in my lifetime.
And Cory Booker.
This is the most important election of our lifetime.
So say the talking heads on cable news and the partisans on Twitter. Selk gives us a history lesson when he offers that President Harry S. Truman spent much of 1952 saying the same thing about that year's election in which he stumped for Democrat Adlai Stevenson to succeed him. Truman said, the choice the people make this year may decide whether we have prosperity or depression, war or peace. To a crowd in North Haven, Connecticut, this is, my friends, the most important election in your lifetime. He told another crowd in Gary, Indiana, we can't afford to lose it. They lost it, reminds Selk. 4 years later, Truman was back on the trail trying to stop the re-election of President Dwight Eisenhower and telling crowds it was the most important race in a quarter century. Selk goes on, a tradition was established. Campaigning for president amid the civil unrest and Cold War chills of 1960, John F. Kennedy called his race the most important since Abraham Lincoln's. In 1988, Democratic candidate Michael Dukakis called his the most important race since Kennedy's. The superlative has passed from the mouth of Richard Nixon to Gerald Ford to Ronald Reagan to Bill Clinton. It had been so overused by 2004 that Democratic candidate John Kerry devoted several paragraphs of a stump speech trying to convince voters the present election really was the election of their lives. Later that year, the satirist Stephen Colbert made a speech of his own on The Daily Show.
This is the most important election of our lifetimes. Now, I know I've said that before, but I was talking out my butt. You see, the 76 Ford Carter race was probably not the turning point on which the fate of humanity rested, as I had claimed. And in retrospect, the Bush-Dukakis campaign was not an electoral Hiroshima to make Armageddon seem like Yahtzee. This one, though, pretty big.
Selk declares, articles complaining about the most important election cliche are now so common that they are becoming cliches themselves, and they somehow coexist in the same publications as their foils. The Atlantic magazine helped pioneer the phrase during the 21st presidential election in 1868. At the time, it read, it would indeed be no exaggeration to say that it will be the most important election that Americans ever have known. 36 most important elections later, in 2012, an Atlantic writer requested the trope be retired because, quote, pundits and political observers invoke the cliche so reflexively and so often that it no longer has any meaning. This year, inevitably, another writer in the same magazine called 2020 potentially the most consequential American presidential election ever. It feels like it. Selk admits, with Trump claiming a deep state fake news conspiracy is trying to sabotage his presidency, and some Democrats calling 2020 the last chance to evict a nascent autocrat from office. Maybe it felt as dire in 1952, too, though it's hard to recall now what had Truman so worked up. Barring the remote possibility that every election just happens to be more important than the last, in which case, God help us in 2024, says Selk, maybe the next election always feels like the most important one for the simple reason that it's the only one we can affect. Take Barack Obama. Selk recalls that while warming up a crowd at a re-election fundraiser in 2012, the then president said, quote, "Every election, presidents or candidates will say, this is the most important election of my lifetime." And with the comics timing, Selk remembers President Obama added, "This is the most important election of my lifetime." The crowd laughed. They laughed again 4 years later when Obama delivered almost exactly the same line while campaigning for Hillary Clinton. And they laughed when Obama recycled the bit again for the 2018 midterms.
Politicians say every time, oh, this is the most important election. This one's really that important.
Obama has yet to weigh in on the relative importance of the 2020 election, Selk notes. We can imagine what he'll say. The same thing everyone always says, Selk concludes, and probably always will. And that's another look at things, as penned by Avi Selk, features writer for The Washington Post.